and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is on his way back to the White House after cutting out of the G7 meeting of world leaders early, citing the Israel-Iran conflict.
You probably see what I see, and I have to be back as soon as I can.
Correspondent Naomi Ruckham.
The president said his early exit does not have to do with ceasefire negotiations, also adding that it's, quote, much bigger than that. For weeks, President Trump pushed Iran to re-enter talks on its nuclear program.
I think a deal will be signed, or something will happen, but a deal will be signed. And I think Iran is foolish not to sign one.
Monday, the president warned that everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran without explaining why.
Air raid sirens sounded across Tel Aviv today, with the IDF reporting a new barrage of Iranian missiles. So far, more than two dozen people have been killed in Israel, at least 224 reported dead from Israeli strikes on Iran. Before he left Canada, President Trump and Prime Minister Keir Starmer said they'd reached a trade deal.
This now implements on car tariffs and aerospace our really important agreement. And so this is a very good day for both of our countries, a real sign of strength.
Federal prosecutors calling the shooting death of a former Minnesota House Speaker, Melissa Hortman, a political assassination. Her husband was also killed. Senator Tina Smith, a friend and fellow Democrat, confronted Utah Republican Mike Lee after he posted a picture of the suspect, Vance Belter, with the caption, "This is what happened when Marxists don't get their way."
I wanted him to know how much pain that caused me and the other people in my state, and I think around the country, who think that this was a brutal attack.
The death toll's up to at least six after flash flooding in West Virginia over the weekend. Many are now returning to homes destroyed. CBS's Tom Hansen from Fairmont.
They are reacting with shock and disbelief. A lot of them say that they don't even recognize this area, but they are still trying to sift through some parts of the rubble in order to get anything that they can out.
Dow futures down 242. The Thunder are just one game away from an NBA championship.
Right side, Jalen Williams a three. It's gone! Jalen Williams knocks it down!
Jalen Williams with a career-high 40 points as he led Oklahoma City to a 120-109 victory over the Pacers in Game 5 on ABC.
That's a really good team over there. You don't just trip into the finals, you know what I mean? So they're really good at doing the same thing we do, staying the course, and we have to stay the course as well during their runs, and we did a good job of that.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A win for OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Thunder beat the Pacers 120-109 to take a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton re-injuring that right ankle and calf muscle in the first quarter ended up with only 4 points in 34 minutes of play. The Thunder's Jalen Williams with a career-high 40 points in the postseason asked, was that the game plan or are shots just dropping in for him?
Probably a little bit of both. I don't want to give too much into the game plan, but a lot of it is just me being aggressive, seeing what's open and taking those shots.
Game 6 is Thursday night in Indy. Baseball, the Brewers face the first-place Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago with a 5.5-game lead in the NL Central. Ahead of the crew, pitcher Colin Ray, on the kind of standard manager Craig Counsell has set in the Cubs clubhouse this year.
Yeah, I think he just has the expectations of us doing the little things right, coming in every single day, giving your best effort, holding each other accountable for those things when you step through those doors every single day.
That's Cubs pitcher Colin Ray with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Same for tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms with a half inch or more of rain possible tomorrow, or high tomorrow in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4, I'm joined by Senate candidate in Iowa, J.D. Scholten. He's running against Joni Ernst. I'm joined by Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson and State Senator Dora Drake, talking biennial budget. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6, Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwalbe.
Welcome back to Act 2 of Nightlight on this Monday night. I am Pete Schwalbe. It is so great to have you with me, folks. I hope you had a great day. I hope all the dads had a great Father's Day. We just heard that promo, DeLorean Walls. He will be on the show. Is it Wednesday, Con? It's Men's Mental Health Month, so we'll have DeLorean on. He was on Mino and the Mayor and crushed it.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. Wednesday at 7:20.
Very excited to talk to DeLorean. If you missed the first hour of the show, we've got our question of the night is, who is your favorite big screen or little screen couple? It could be TV or movies. Bridget from the 818 says Shrek and Fiona. That's a great answer.
Yeah.
We've got to catch up on some texts. We'll do that in a few minutes. And then from the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh, Phil Krause will be here to talk about what's going on at his really cool independent theater. We talked about Ozempic with our guest, Sherry Stoka, and she is guiding us into healthier ways here and her appearance on Nightlight tonight. It's always great to have her. Sherry, do you have a favorite on-screen couple?
Well, when you asked that, I was like, I mean, I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's the first thing that popped in my head. And it was Ross and,
Rachel. Oh, that's a great... We haven't now, unless somebody texted that in, I have not heard Ross and Rachel yet. So I was surprised because I thought that would be one of the go-tos, but that's a great choice. Thank you.
Yeah, I was like pretty obsessed with that show.
Same. So, all right. So let's do this before we let you get on with your evening. Tell us, for people that don't have, you know, I have friends that have had their blood drawn and figured out the root cause of gut issues and what to do. But a lot of that testing can be elective and very expensive. What would you tell people listening who don't have a ton of money to spend on health necessarily outside of what they make? What can they do on a very simple level in their life to eat better, have better gut health, and just have a healthier lifestyle?
Yeah, I mean, it's just really getting off of the processed foods is going to be, it's going to be huge. I mean, people don't really eat fruits and vegetables anymore. We don't get the fiber. I mean, you don't, the amount we're supposed to, back in the day, like the recommended amount of fiber was like 50 grams to 75 grams a day. We don't even get like 10 grams. So now the recommendation has changed to like 25 to 35. Fiber regulates so many different things. And like gut health obviously is like foundational to the human body. So I know it's difficult because a lot of people will think, okay, standard American diet, I am eating, I'm pretty, like, cause we hear it all the time, I'm eating healthy.
Yeah.
Like I'm choosing this, but you have to take it a step further and you have to look on the labels. Like the number of people that drink those premier drinks from like Costco, like they think it's fine because the label is like, oh my gosh, I'm getting 30 grams of protein and there's no sugar and there's this and that. It's the worst poisonous food that you could be consuming. So it's really taking a step back and eating clean. And because these toxins, what we'll call them, they're preservatives, emulsifiers, dyes, etc. Those those get stored in our fat stores. And when the fat stores become inflamed, when they become inflamed, they become resistant. Mm. You no longer can burn them. So wow. The first step is really getting the fake stuff out. That is truly what will move the needle without any specialists. You really don't need any specialists.
That's really fascinating. You talked a little bit before the break about lower carb. I used to eat cereal with high fiber, and then I just thought cereal wasn't good for me. So I've cut out a lot of the carbs from my diet. How do you get that fiber you're talking about? Because it seems like high fiber foods have a lot of carbs sometimes, or they can. If you're on a low carb diet, how do you offset that by taking in?
I mean, it's a challenge because you're exactly right. Grains have the most fiber, but now our grains are GMO. They're not real. They're a hybrid of who knows what. And so it's really, really hard to get the fiber unless you're going above and beyond and getting, there are now places that you can order from and get like real grains. But what we'll do is just ensure that you're getting the fruits and vegetables because that has a lot of fiber. And then there's supplements, you know, but I'm not talking about Metamucil and things like that. I'm talking about real fiber that is from like a credible company that it's actually benefiting our gut health.
Wow, that's a great answer. We have a couple texters that have questions for you. Can I throw these at you? Oh,
absolutely.
All right. Lori from Hayward, she's in the 715, says, can you ask your dietitian what's the best thing for elderly people to keep up muscle mass and what is the difference between high cholesterol and low cholesterol? Sure. That's Lori from Hayward. Thank you, Lori.
Yeah. So studies show that we can increase muscle mass at any age. And so anytime you can get some type of resistance training is going to be crucial. Getting adequate protein by far is going to be essential. So usually, you can estimate your calorie needs, but the recommendation is easier conversion would be like 1 gram per ideal body weight. Like, okay. So if you weighed like 100 pounds, then, there's nuances to the recommendations sure. too. And I don't want to throw it out there. Cause then, I don't want people to like start following that without it being customized,
right.
But adequate protein is crucial. But the other piece to this, and this is another mistake people make, is they focus so much on the protein for muscle mass, but they don't get enough calories. So if you don't get enough calories, your protein will just be used for energy, for calories.
Right.
So you can't build the protein if you don't have the foundation of the calories. So it's really making sure that you have all those pieces and doing some sort of muscle resisting. It doesn't have to be obviously like heavy weight, but just stimulate the muscle in, as much as you can.
It's great advice. And then we have one more here from one of our regular texters, as is Lori. Steady Eddie says, a serious question. How does Sherry feel about taking a probiotic supplement? Any recommendations? Taking a high quality probiotic works for Steady Eddie.
Yeah. Another really kind of like a complex question. So probiotics, study after study shows that probiotics on like a retail shelf of like Walgreens, Walmart, like those are no longer viable. I mean, probiotics are live bacteria, so they have to be viable in order to help. So typically my suggestion to people is always this: never buy from Amazon, never buy from the big retail. Find somebody where you can, or contact us because we have a whole online store,
yeah.
where you can get a good, viable, credible, clean probiotic. But the other key thing is switching the product over time. There are so many different strains of bacteria that make up our ecosystem, and people take one probiotic. So that's, I mean, it's not doing much because you need wow. to support all of the different strains of bacteria, not just 1, 2, or 3. So I definitely think everyone should be taking one, but don't waste your money by buying from Amazon or like or Walgreens.
Such complicated stuff.
I know.
It's so nuanced. You know, that's why maybe you need someone like Sherry to kind of guide you at Wayless MD. Sherry Stoka is my guest. As I mentioned, she is one of the owners or the owner of Wayless MD and a dietitian and nutritionist. Let me ask you, I got two more quick questions for you, Sherry. What is your, you obviously stay in shape. You were a college athlete, like we mentioned. Do you have a cheat day or what do you adhere to in your life? Like what has worked for you?
Yeah. So what works for me, I've kind of like played with my diet quite a bit. And so in order for me, I focus on protein. In order to, for me to get a lot of protein, I do take a lot of clean protein powder.
Okay.
Because I don't like to eat a lot of animal protein, and that's where you get your most protein. I don't eat processed foods as much as humanly possible. And I just, I mean, like if you were to ask if my sisters were like right next to me, like, oh my God, she doesn't eat anything, but I do. Like I will, I mean, we're human, right? We're meant to have the human experience. And there are days definitely that I eat, that I don't eat ideal, but I don't have like a day where, I go to McDonald's. Like I don't eat fast food. I don't do any of that, but I will have like dessert on occasion, but I'm always like getting back on track. I mean, I kind of feel like that's more, and I don't eat all day long. I used to eat all day long. And we talked about this like previously, like we humans were not designed to like eat, snack, small frequent meals. We were designed to have three meals a day and have 5 to 6 hours between meals. That in itself, if people did that without putting food in their mouth, like snacking all day long, that also can change things.
Wow, that's interesting. And that's what's confusing too, because I remember that was all the rage for a while. Well, just graze throughout the day.
Exactly.
And then I found fasting and I'm like, I only need to eat once a day. Like I love this lifestyle. I sleep better. I mean, it's so next time you're here, let's do more of a deep dive on fasting, because I know you and I have talked about that over the years and I've become a big fan of it too. And as usual, having you on has motivated me not to eat Taco Bell for at least 3 or 4 days now. So I really appreciate and my listeners really like when you're on. My goal is to provide a service and help them be healthy and good TV watchers into their 90s. I know that sounds like a conflict there.
Yeah. But the key thing is, and people always say like, why do you, you know, you do so many things. Cause I do, I'm like on top of it. I'm like exerciser galore. Like, and I'm like, I don't want to live to like 90 or 100. I just want to feel freaking amazing when I'm alive.
Yes.
You know, I want like my brain health. I want my body to be physically fit. So that's like, that's my goal every day.
Yeah, you don't want to outlive everybody and the next generation.
Right.
You just want to be healthy right. While you're here.
I just want to feel good while I'm here, you know?
Well, we feel good when we talk to you. This is fun, as always. Let's do it again. And thank you so much for your time, Sherry.
Thank you so much, Pete. I really enjoyed it.
You got it. Likewise. Thanks so much.
Bye.
All right. Check out Wayless MD, folks. Sherry does great work there, and it's always fun to talk to her. We have, when we come back, we're going to talk to Phil Krause. We're not leaving yet, though. I think I can get a text or two in here. Let's do some stream texts. Joseph Wolf on the stream. He's watching on YouTube, says, Screen Couples, movie Giant, Liz Taylor, Rock Hudson. Love the classics. A lot of people throwing the classics out there tonight. Thank you, Joseph. Joseph also says, Screen Couples, All in the Family, Maureen Stapleton, Carol O'Connor. They were a fun couple. Kind of like Homer and Marge, but that's okay. Dave says, Greg Nelson. Who is it? Oh, Greg Nelson and Jenny Gardner. I think 1980s soaps. I might have teared up. Nothing wrong with that, Dave. Paula, Conrad's mom checks in and says Kate Beckett and Richard Castle from Castle. That's a show I have to check out.
I haven't seen it either.
People flip for Castle. It's definitely one I need to check out. We've got, let's see, we read Bridget's text. Let's do Steady Eddie. He says, Pete, we already read that. Okay. He says, unserious question. He asked a serious question to our guest, Sherry, and now Steady Eddie says, unserious question. Is it okay to eat Kentucky Fried Chicken with my fingers? The doctor says, no, your fingers should always be eaten separately. Hi-oh! He says, that guy should be a comedian. Steady Eddie says, P.S., favorite celebrity couple, Pete and Conrad. That's just wrong, Steady Eddie. We're just friends. All right, we are coming right back with Phil Krause, owner of the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
the light, the heat. I am complete.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba, your ever-loving host for this evening's broadcast. Great to have you with me. Lori, I don't know if you know this Lori from the 715. She asked a question of our last guest, Sherry Stoka, and then she sent a video of what I assume is her adorable grandchild playing. And I don't know if that was meant for us, but if it was, it was very nice, Lori. It's nice to see you influencing and raising a fellow future TV watcher. So good for you. Thank you, Lori, for sharing that. Tom from New Berlin says, Van Dyke, Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore, both funny and more accurate to Barr and Goodman. And they ad-lib, that's acting chemistry. They are a great couple. Mary Tyler Moore and Dick Van Dyke, agreed. That was outstanding. And Mark from Prairie du Sac says, the movie After the Thin Man, an affable fellow played by Stewart. Yeah, I admit I am ignorant on those Thin Man films. I'll have to check those out. Thank you, texters. We'll read more of your texts in just a little bit. Right now, I'm excited to talk about one of my favorite, my favorite buildings, I would say, in general, are theaters. I love a crowded new megaplex, but even more than that, I love old theaters that have been around forever and have stories to tell, and especially those that are independent. And right now, we are going to pivot here and talk to Phil Krause, the owner of the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh. He owns just such a facility. Phil, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing very well. Thank you very much. It's great to have you on the show. First of all, tell me, because I always thought, you know, I've kind of been in the entertainment business my whole adult life, whether it was comedy or writing or whatever. But I always thought if I shift and do something else, I want to own an old cool theater. And you are the guy that owns an old cool theater. Tell us about the Time Community Theater and how you found it.
I tell you what, the Time Community Theater It's an exaggeration to say I own it.
Oh, okay.
We're a nonprofit. We rent the place from the owner, who owns most of the block. There's been a theater in that spot since about 1907.
Oh, wow.
And the Tyne Community Theater has been around since about 2007. And I was president about, I don't know, maybe 10 years into that. So okay. We're a nonprofit group. We're run by a board, and we're all volunteer. And I definitely have a key to the place. And since I'm an old white guy, everyone thinks I own it. And that's fair enough. But
you could play that card sometimes. Pretend to be the owner if it gets you somewhere.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. No, I'll show up at your mom's house with a clipboard and a nice tie, and I'll own the place in 15 minutes. But
my mom would slam the door on you, Phil. Yeah, she likes. Oh, go ahead. Sorry. I was going to say she likes the Megaplex.
No, we're run by a. Oh, okay. Well, maybe she'll be seduced by our prices. But
all right, let's just move off the topic of. The topic of my mom altogether. You can show up at my house, Phil, and I would love to talk to you about the Tyne Community Theater. So. Did Phil freeze? Uh-oh. I think we've got a bad, maybe we need to call Phil or something. I think we've got a, or he's just doing that. He's playing a joke and he's not moving. So we think it's frozen. I have friends that do that kind of thing. David from Richland Center texted us and he says, Finch and Stifler's mom are his favorite on-screen couple from American Pie. That's a great one, David. I was not anticipating Finch and Stifler's mom. That's great. Let's see here. Barb from Waukesha. She's in the 262 says, I love funny couples. So Tina Fey and Steve Carell in Date Night. Date Night was a great movie. I've forgotten a lot about it, but I love when they end up in the apartment of the young couple who's kind of like, they've got like piercings and tattoos, and Steve Carell and Tina Fey are like the conservative couple from the suburbs, and the conversation and the dialogue in that scene is so funny. That's a great one, Barb. Nice pull there. Mark from Prairie du Sec. This is the part. Okay, I read the Mark's second text first. He says, the Thin Man is detective themed. Their dog is named Asta, Jimmy Stewart, in a debut role. Yes, I know some of this information. I just have not seen it. And I'm ashamed of myself. And I think Annie is picking up on that. Annie from Watertown in the 920 says, jeesh. I think she meant sheesh. She says, you missed this? Yes, I did, Annie. I haven't seen everything. Look, I'm a fan. I'm not a film scholar. I'm a fan just like everybody else. So you guys have given me something to watch. And for that, I appreciate all of you. Chris from Sun Prairie. She says, you always make it so hard to choose. One, I'm tied with best on-screen couple, Star-Lord and Gamora, and Peg and Al Bundy on Married with Children. Oh, that's a good one too. Who I'm blanking here. Lord and Gamora. Khan, do you know who that is? And if not, let's go to the Google.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a Game of Thrones dealio. Annie from Watertown. She's in the 920, or that's where her cell phone is at least. She says, Thin Man movie series, the heavy, heavy drinking couple mingle with the high society crowd and the gangster community. Nick knew from his previous life as cop, reporter. I'm getting an education here tonight. That's what I love about this show. Thank you for, these are all great texts. And this is now on my list to check out. All right, we're going to try to get our guest, Phil Krause, back. Do we have his phone number? We should just call Phil.
Yeah, I'm going to call him.
Okay, call him after the break. Phil is probably retooling. We had a weird delay there. There's nothing that kills jokes more than a weird delay. So I'm excited to get Phil back on the show. Steve, Conrad's dad, listening tonight. Happy belated Father's Day, Steve. Steve, I told Conrad you look like a sports... Your dad looks like a play-by-play guy on that social media post that Amanda did.
Yeah.
He's got that, like... He doesn't look like Vin Scully, but... Or he looks like... I don't know. He looks like a sports play-by-play guy. I think that's kind of cool. Steve says, Michael and Carol Brady had a great chemistry to raise 6 children. That's a great one, too. Thank you, Steve. All right, we are going to do a short break for the news here, and then we will be back. Hopefully, we'll get Phil Krause back on the phone and talk about the really cool Tyne Community Theater in Oshkosh that he does not own. It's Peachwaba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's made a quick exit from the G7 summit in Canada.
I have to be back early.
He's returning to the White House as the conflict continues between Israel and Iran. The BBC's Hugo Bachega from Petah Tikva.
More explosions were heard in the capital, Tehran. As Israel has indicated, this campaign is likely to last weeks, not days. Iran has been launching missiles in response.
Mr. Trump's told reporters on Air Force One he wants Iran to give up entirely on nukes. Investigators in Minnesota say the suspect in the murder of a Democratic state lawmaker and her husband had bigger plans. Acting U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson.
Felter went to the homes of four Minnesota state politicians with the intent to kill them.
Death toll rises to at least six after severe flooding in West Virginia. Sandy Miner returned to her home to find a massive mess.
Then it's just total chaos. It's just mud and water, and it just pours.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
A win for OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Thunder beat the Pacers 120-109 to take a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton re-injuring that right ankle and calf muscle in the first quarter ended up with only 4 points in 34 minutes of play. The Thunder's Jalen Williams, with a career-high 40 points in the postseason, asked, was that the game plan or are shots just dropping in for him?
Probably a little bit of both. I don't want to give too much into the game plan, but a lot of it is just me being aggressive, seeing what's open and taking those shots.
Game 6 is Thursday night in Indy. Baseball, the Brewers face the first-place Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago with a 5.5-game lead in the NL Central. Ahead of the crew, pitcher Colin Ray, on the kind of standard manager Craig Counsell has set in the Cubs clubhouse this year.
Yeah, I think he just has the expectations of us doing the little things right, coming in every single day, giving your best effort, holding each other accountable for those things when you step through those doors every single day.
That's Cubs pitcher Colin Ray with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Law & Order SVU star Mariska Hargitay has had an incredible 26-year run on the show as Captain Olivia Benson. She has a side project that recently screened at the Tribeca Film Festival called My Mom Jane. In the documentary, Hargitay talks about her famous mother, Jane Mansfield, who was killed in a car accident in 1967. That is pretty much common knowledge, but what is not is that a 3-year-old Mariska was not only in the car with her mother, two siblings, and two other adults, but that she actually went missing after the accident. Apparently, authorities came to the rescue of Hargitay's two young siblings who were in the back seat with her. While taking her siblings to the hospital, her brother Zoltan woke up and said, "Where is my sister?" First responders went back and found Mariska, who was so small she was lodged under the passenger seat. Mansfield, her lawyer, and driver were all in the front seat and were killed. My Mom Jane streams on Max starting June 27th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Same for tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms with a half inch or more of rain possible tomorrow, or high tomorrow in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin,
chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow, back from adventures in Canada, will be joining us to break down the news. Retired Major General Randy Manner will be here as well. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is John Legend, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down the night shift.
Welcome back.
I bet you're singing proud.
We are in the home stretch here. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. Tomorrow night on the show, Madison movie critic Rob Thomas will be here to talk about a juggernaut of a box office weekend. And PG movies are back. What's the Minecraft movie? Lilo and Stitch, How to Train Your Dragon. They've made over like $1.5 billion so far this summer. Half of the take at the box office is from PG movies. So we'll talk about that with Rob a little bit tomorrow. And then Piet Levy from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel will be here talking about Summerfest. Right now, we have a few more minutes. Well, we really didn't even start, Connor. We kind of got StreamYard kind of boned us there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have our guest back. He is on the phone now. Phil Krause joins us. He is the president, El Presidente. Phil, would that be a proper term of the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh?
I do insist that that's what people call me.
As you should. All right. So we kind of got cut off, Phil. Tell us a little bit about the cool history behind this theater. You touched on it a little bit. Give us some details, too, maybe like capacity and that kind of stuff.
Okay. So when I was a kid, the time was, I'm an Oshkosh boy, and the time is at 445 North Main Street in Oshkosh. And when I was a kid, it was a two-screen Marcus movie theater, and they stopped doing movies there in the late 80s or early 90s. For a while, it was a theater troupe called the Rebel Alliance Theater, who is still in Omro, I believe. They'll teach your Shakespeare, I think, is what they mostly do now.
Okay.
They tore down the wall of the Balcony Theater, I believe. And so now we're one big theater. We're 444 seats approximately.
Oh,
we've
nice.
Got a few spots in the front, tables when we've got a live event. We just had Dwight Simmons out of Indiana. His family's from Iowa, so we had him in, and we had Greg Warren in earlier in the year, and Jackie Cation, and other great comedians in, we've got tables for when that, you know, when a live comedian's there. If you come with wheels instead of your legs, you can use those tables too. We're entirely run by volunteers. I'm a volunteer. Everyone on my board is a volunteer, and everyone who comes and serves you popcorn and beer when you come see our shows is a volunteer.
Well, that's great. You have community in the title of the theater. I love that. And it sounds like it's just a great staple of the community there. You've got some fans on social media. When we posted that you were going to be on the show tonight, Dan Davies said, Phil rocks.
Oh, yeah. Dan's done a couple of things with us, and maybe as well, definitely at least one more on the books.
That's great. Yeah, and
he made that movie in 2010, maybe, the Ed Gein the Musical.
Yeah.
And we did a couple shows of that in the past couple of years. And then I believe he wrote it as a stage play and then brought in a great cast of folks. And we did three shows with it on our stage. First couple of days of April. We did that with them, and they're coming back with their disc release of that show.
Yeah,
like in September.
Okay.
So yeah, Dan's a great guy, and he's one of the folks that brings the live stuff to our stage.
So what gets you more excited? You obviously put the shows together and you're kind of in charge there. Do you like the live shows better than showing, like, I know last night we gave you a shout out on Friday for your screening of The Magnificent Seven from 2016. How did that go over and what do you prefer? Do you prefer the live events or showing really cool films?
I tell you what, seeing comedy at the time is really great. That energy is amazing. And when we have music, which I don't know musicians or have the, you know, the chops to be a musician. So, but when there are musicians, about once or twice a year, music sounds amazing at the time.
Nice.
But really one of the things that I had been volunteering and then I got to watch, I think it was Ghostbusters in a theater with about 300 people in it. Maybe that's over egging it a little bit, but, and just, you know, some of them were seeing it for the first time. Most of the people had seen it for the 25th time, and just hearing the laughing and the screaming and the shouting and everybody having the same energy is really great. So we're showing a movie you love, come see it at the time and share that energy. Cause it's great to watch a thing on your couch, but you know, if you can have 444 people in your living room, please invite me over.
Absolutely. You can't beat that. My guest is Phil Krause. He is the El Presidente of the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh. They do some really cool stuff there. What other events do you have coming up, Phil? I know you have Cabaret on June 21st. That looks like a lot of fun, speaking of classic movies, but tell us what else is coming up.
So that's on the 21st. The 27th is the Gold Rush. That's 1925 or so, Charlie Chaplin. And then we've got Buckaroo Banzai on the 28th. Now, that'll be a free one. Gold Rush is free as well on Friday. But Buckaroo Banzai is a free one. And that is kind of honoring the memory and the family of Randall Moreau, who was Doc Moreau on Chiller Theater out of Green Bay there.
Oh, yeah.
He used to do some events with us and... 2 years ago, he was set to come, and we got a message from his family like on Wednesday. I was supposed to show up on Saturday that he wouldn't be well enough to come, and then I think on Thursday we got news that he passed.
Oh, what a bummer!
So we're doing this in memory of him. The fellow that took over his mantle is going to be there. Whether he'll be wearing the white wig and the lab coat, I don't know. But so if you love horror hosts. Comes the time, and Buckaroo Banzai was his and his stepdaughter's favorite thing. And the first one is in July. We've got Bible Goes West, you know, Little Mouse, Cats, Western Story. That's a great one for kids. We try to do one for kids every month, so keep an eye on that. And when we do, we've got a parents group that does a little respite area up in our upper lobby. So the kids that aren't used to sitting through, you know, 2 hour movies can come do a coloring page and then come find mom and dad. And then right after that, we've got Honor Among Thieves. It's from 2023, I think, the Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to call that our volunteer recruitment show, Find Your Party, as it were. So if you fill out a volunteer interest form, we'll give you a free bag of popcorn because it's literally the least we can do.
Well, not literally, but almost literally. But Phil, let me ask you something. When you show a movie, is the Chaplin film, The Gold Rush, that's a silent film, right?
Yes, it is.
How do those go? I remember, like, when I lived in L.A., there was a silent movie theater. You've got all these movie buffs and 9 million people, so they had a great, sort of clientele to pull from. How does that go over in Oshkosh? Are there enough movie fanatics that would really dig a silent film like that? Because I think it's so great that you're offering that to the public.
So I tell you what, we do a series. The one of the presidents immediately before me, maybe I'll get a chance to talk to him someday. John Pata. He's made a movie or three on his own.
He's been on the show. Yeah, I know John. Yeah, great guy.
Yep. He knew you could show these public domain movies, and you ethically shouldn't charge for the door, but you can charge for beer and popcorn and T-shirts and put out a donation bucket. And basically, the time was built on John throwing a projector in the middle of the floor and showing, Ega and Hercules and Gamera and Cave of the Forgotten Monster or whatever. And then it got, so we did those, that was called Friday Fright Night, and we did those, and then basically it got to be, everything that was out there that people wanted to see, they'd already seen it.
Yeah.
So we threw in it for public domain. Everything before 1927 this year, I think, is public domain.
Okay.
So a lot of the great classics of silent comedy, we can show a lot of Buster Keaton and a lot of Charlie Chaplin and throw some Harold Lloyd.
In. Yeah, that's so great.
And so once a year we do it, we call it Friday Fool Night. And that is a Gold Rush's Friday Fool Night.
I love it. Conrad will be interested to know that your boy Adam Sandler has taken tons of gags from Harold Lloyd. So it's all derivative, right, Phil? I mean, we are influenced by our influences, and that's a pretty good guy to be influenced by. Let me ask you this, with so many older theaters, is the time community haunted, or are there ghost stories?
So I'm there a lot.
Okay.
And I have not ever felt any presence.
Okay.
That said, if you would like to write us a check and come find ghosts, please do. Many have and more will. I'm told by the medium that books a show with us once in a while.
Okay.
That there's a ghost in the ladies' bathroom.
Oh, wow.
There's a spirit in the upper projection room that's something about Texas. And then there's a spirit behind the screen. I don't remember what that spirit's job is. We had another ghost hunting group come in and tell us that there was a man dressed in a full cowboy garb in seat, I don't know, let's say 3A. And by the way, I'll say that to say, for almost every show we do, including the free ones, you can reserve a special spot beforehand.
If you
go to our Facebook or our website.
Let me ask you this. Was the ghost?
I haven't ever seen a ghost.
Okay. Well, I hope you don't, unless it's like your thing. I mean, if you want to see one, I hope you have the pleasure, but I don't think I would want to see one either, or sit in a seat where a ghost was rumored to have sat and ate popcorn. all right. So you've got the Gold Rush coming up on June 27th, and then you've got some other stuff. A lot of it's free. It's a great thing for the community. Did it take you a while to get tied in with the community before you knew what they would respond to, like with you being the one who brings in all the events?
Well, so if it's a live event, we book a little bit of comedy with a group out of Indianapolis, Mad Hatter. And a lot of it through Lyle, who runs Fox Valley Comedy.
Okay.
You might have spoke to him, or maybe I'll put you in touch with him.
Yeah, I would love
Lyle's just a big comedy fan who works in the Fox Valley. And so if it's a live event, or it's like Dan, or we've got a couple homeschool groups that do a play, and they'll say, come, we want to do a play.
Let's pick up right there. Phil, let's pick up right there. We got to do a real quick break. We'll come back with a few minutes with Phil Krause coming up next.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. May 12th, the U.S. Department of Justice reportedly requested all the state of Colorado's records relating to the 2024 federal election and the preservation of records related to the 2020 election. The request may relate to President Trump's effort to free a convicted Colorado election official. The records request is massive. In November 2024, there were 4.65 million registered Colorado voters, 3.3 million of whom cast ballots in the presidential election. Then consider the records from every electronic ballot tabulator, voter registration and verification documents for each voter, and more. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold told NPR, "What they're going to do with all this data, I don't know, but I'm sure they'll use it to push their ridiculous disinformation and lies to the American public," she said. There is speculation that it may be related to convicted Mesa County elections official Tina Peters, sentenced to 9 years for giving voting machine access to conspiracy theorists tied to MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. The week before the Colorado records request, DOJ was directed by President Trump to, quote, take all necessary action to help secure the release of Peters. To date, Colorado has reportedly provided two copies of its master voter list to DOJ and its 2024 voter history file. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Peach Wawa, and this is a mea culpa to Chris on the stream. Here's my issue. I've referred to Chris as a female at times, and Chris is unmistakably male. And Chris even corrected me and said, my texts are very masculine. Here's the issue. My wife had a friend in college named Chris Elsing. If you're listening, Chris Elsing, hello. She spelled her name the same way you spell it, Chris. So I think I immediately go. But now I know. We've had this back and forth a couple of times, so I won't forget again. Thank you for being part of the show and texting from Sun Prairie, but also with a 773. So Chris is working through some issues there with his Chicago area code and his Madison area residency. Chris said, "You always call me her, Star-Lord and Gamora from Guardians of the Galaxy." Yes, of course. I should have known that, even though I've only seen it once years ago. Thanks for sticking with me, Chris, despite my name miscalculations. All right. We have a few more minutes here with our current guest, Phil Krause, who is the president of the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh. They do such cool things there. A lot of them are free. Check out this great theater and support it right there in Oshkosh. It's been around forever. And Phil, what are you most looking forward to? What's your favorite event you have coming up?
I should probably take that to say on September 20th, we've got the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Wow. That could sell out, so we'll probably sell over 400 tickets for that.
Nice.
We don't have a cast for that. You might go see it in Milwaukee or Madison. And then there's a Brad and a Janet and a, you know, Dr. Frankenfurter and the whole crew on stage or on the floor doing the dances and everything. We do have dumb games, costume contests. You know, we let you throw the toast and the cards and the confetti and the rice and the whole deal. Don't bring anything that starts on fire and don't bring anything wet. That's probably one of my favorite events. Although, you know, the movie itself is only okay.
Yeah, I honestly have never seen it all the way through. My daughter was in the stage production of it about a year or two ago, and it is a spectacle, no doubt. I would imagine there's a lot to clean up for the cleaning crew after that.
Yep. clean up is, so we do that on a Saturday night, and it goes from, you know, it goes from, you know, 7 or 8 till pretty late with all of the shenanigans beforehand. You know, we might make people do a grape bluff.
Yeah.
You guys all know what that is, of course. But the cleanup, we usually start the next morning. And so there's a crew that starts at, like, you know, 7 or 8, and there's a crew that starts at noon. But usually we're done before dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, that's leaf blowers and snow shovels full of rice and confetti and cards and bells and whatnot.
That's excellent. Phil, thank you for your time tonight. I'm excited to have you back on and talk more about what's going on at this really cool theater, yep. Folks. If you have not checked out the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh, please do so and support this independent theater, which is so great. I have one more question for you, Phil. When you're not volunteering at the Time Community Theater and not acting out your duties as El Presidente, what are you watching? Are you binge watching anything on TV that you could recommend, or have you seen a good movie lately?
I'm just done with, watching through The Day of the Jackal, the series on Peacock. Actually, I have about half of the series of that. That's a pretty intense show if you like that sort of thing.
I liked it.
I just watched Hot Fuzz for the millionth time.
So
that's my suggestion for a great couple, if that's a question. Nicholas Angel and Danny Butterman. Those are my recommendations.
Great suggestions.
I'll say quick, the time is all volunteer run and cash only when you get there.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay. So come with a serious bankroll and buy the popcorn and the concessions.
$10 gets you a long way.
All right. Fantastic. Phil, thanks so much.
$10 gets you a ticket and a beer and a popcorn.
There you go. Great meeting you, buddy. We'll do it again.
All right. Good to talk to you. Let me know.
You too. Thanks, Phil. All right, that's Phil Krause. Check out the Time Community Theater. And Oshkosh, I'd also like to thank my guest, Sherry Stoka. Always fun to talk nutrition and diet with Sherry. And I, Conrad, how do you feel about that? You eat pretty well. You stay away from fast food, although you do dip into a Quick Trip quite a bit for the chicken sandwich, I know.
Well, I try to stay away from Quick Trip now, but
their 60th anniversary was today.
It's actually now an official day.
In Wisconsin.
Quick Trip Day, yes.
Wow. We live in a state that celebrates a gas station.
That's a place I want to be.
That is so much more than a gas station. And the problem is with Quick Trip. I love their, like, they have these cheesy potato puffs that are dynamite.
Yeah.
They have, their egg rolls aren't bad. Best egg roll I've ever gotten at a gas station, for sure. But I don't always know what they're going to have when I go in. And I don't just eat anything they put out there, you know.
You know what I will draw the line? Like, I saw that they serve sushi there.
Yeah, I've seen that there too.
I'm not doing gas station sushi.
Here's what's really sinful on my part is one night I had a taste for sushi. We can also get it across the bridge in Menominee at the grocery store. They have really good sushi. But I did see that once in Quick Trip, and I bought it, and I got it home, and my daughter said, "You're going to eat sushi from a gas station?" And I took the wrapper off, and I looked at it, and I didn't eat it. and it went to waste. And I feel terrible about that. Like, I didn't even taste it. I just panicked.
I would not. Even if I bought that like you did, I still think I would have thrown it out too.
All right. So we
or agree. Give it to the dog.
We agree on that. And Conrad, there is no bigger fan of Quick Trip than Conrad Krieger. So happy 60th birthday, Quick Trip. You are an institution here in Wisconsin. Thank you for all your texts and calls, folks. As always, tons of fun. We'll be back tomorrow night to do it all over again. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabe saying good night, Wisconsin.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's back in Washington after leaving the G7 summit in Canada early to monitor the Israel-Iran conflict. Reporters on Air Force One asked about his warning to people in Tehran to leave the city.
I think it's safer. Safe for them to evacuate,
he says. Iranian missiles hit Israel today after Israeli warplanes attacked Iran's state-run broadcaster. An appeals court set to hear arguments on President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops to L.A. to keep tabs on anti-immigration raid protesters. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
I think whatever the court decides in this argument, this is an issue likely to go before the Supreme Court because it really poses who's got the rights.
A California doctor could face up to 40 years in prison after agreeing to plead guilty to supplying friend star Matthew Perry with ketamine before he died of an overdose. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.